Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are anchor moms.
Hi, friends, and happy summer. Hope you're having a wonderful summer break and hope you're surviving with your kids. It is now, I feel like we're in a little bit of the home stretch here. I just actually saw a commercial on TV with a back-to-school sale.
Oh, my gosh. I heard a commercial on the radio this morning on my way to work, and I actually turned it because I was like, no, I'm not ready.
I know.
It stresses me out.
It's crazy how you feel like one season just begins, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait.
Getting comfortable in my, like, summer vibe.
Oh, wait. And now it's ending, and now it's over. So speaking of back-to-school, Katie and I were talking about The activities. It's so hard. Do you force your kids into something that you think will be good for them? Do you let them do all the things they want to do? Do you limit the number of things you do? They do. How do you juggle all the after school activities? How do you know when the soccer games are going to be and if it's going to, you know, be at the same time as ballet?
No, that is like a big
question. So I don't know how to navigate it all. And as they just get older and want to do more things, the other fear I'm just going to say that I have is I don't know. And I think just when you have multiple kids, like I can't physically be in different places at once.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think you have a very specific challenge with like four kids. I think that it's you have a challenge in which you can't be in all the places all at the same time.
Yeah. And it's almost like Ella Ray mentioned Girl Scouts, and then I'm like, okay, well, I almost feel like I need to have like a day for each kid. Like, okay, Ella Ray, Monday's your day. You can do an activity, but it has to be on Mondays. Henry, you can do something on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Because it just gets too difficult to do all the driving and shuffling. I don't know. And you were talking about River's schedule, and what if you do ballet on Saturday mornings and then she wants to do soccer and has a soccer game on Saturday mornings?
Well, right. So that's how this conversation got started, is that I'm emailing. So River's going to kindergarten. That's a whole nother podcast because I'm really, I'm like on the struggle bus with that too. It makes me sad and anxious. So, you know, I'm emailing back and forth with her, like, soon-to-be principal because River loves ballet. Who knew? But there's really only one day we can do ballet, and it happens to hit kind of close to the school day. And then I'm, like, looking at, like, we just signed her up for soccer on Saturdays, which also, I would like to say this. I thought before I had children that I would put off doing things on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. As long as I possibly could. Mm-hmm. And when I clicked that button to sign this girl up for soccer,
your
I was
life
like,
is over.
Why? Like, mm-hmm. ah. Mm-hmm. I was telling Karen, like, then River asked me, we took a break from swim lessons over the summer, and she was like, hey, like, when am I going back to swim lessons? And, like, problem is, like, swim lessons are sometimes at, like, 5:00 at night. Mm-hmm. And you guys, I get up at 2:00 a.m. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know, like, how do you navigate all of this? I will say this. I'm going to let River try as much as I possibly can in the hopes that, like, maybe by middle school we've sort of, like, honed in on one or two things that she likes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good
– that's my strategy right now.
I think that's a good strategy, especially when they're young. Like, look, let's try all the things, and then you can figure out what you're into, what you're not into. It's tricky. And it's also, let's be real, they're little kids. You know, one day Henry wants to do soccer. The next day he wants to do baseball.
Right.
And it's like, well, I want to get the discount. So I'd like to sign up 2 months in advance to save some money.
I know.
But then in that 2 months, you're going to switch to another sport.
Right.
So it's,
It's hard to know. It's hard to know and it's hard to navigate. And it's, Yeah, you just hope that
you don't want to overfill their schedules. You don't want to underfill their schedules. You don't want them bored. You don't want them overtired.
It's well, right, and so that's what we talked about that too. It's like I don't want my, you know, because here I am working full time. I don't want my schedule overfilled, but also I don't want my 5-year old. I don't want her to have no
free time.
Yes, I want her to have some unstructured playtime where she can just. I don't want it to be. We're running here and there and everywhere and have to be there. Like, because that can't be good either, you know?
Right.
So anyway, I'm still working it all out. It's funny, like between my husband and me and of course our like wonderful nanny, we're like trying to figure out what the rhythm of the fall is going to look like, because it's going to be a big transition for us. River's going to kindergarten.
Yeah.
She's going to be at school for hours every day.
Right, right. It'll be different.
Are you sure you want to go back to ballet straight after school? I don't know.
And I will say too, I saw this, I mean, and you mentioned the Saturday morning thing. We did get, I personally got lucky because I kind of hit that right during COVID.
Yeah.
So I had an extra, I would say, 1 to 2 years of no activity.
Yeah.
Not really any activities because it was during like the crux of COVID. But it is interesting when you kind of realize that my weekend life is over. I was just talking to a mom friend who had a random weekend. She has 3 kids and she had a random weekend when she didn't have any games. And she said, it was basically the best day of my life.
Yeah, I know.
You sleep in. You don't have to run people everywhere. So I don't know. Are our kids going to look back and be so grateful for these opportunities and it's really going to enrich them and make their lives better? Or are we going to look back and be like, wow, that was a lot of time and money and effort spent that I should have just been like taking them to the pool?
Well, I mean, probably a combination of both, right? If you knew what your kid was going to love, you would just focus on that right now.
But then also I have to say, like, what about the things they don't love? That they did it, they tried it, maybe they learned something, they got through it. So, you know, I think we just need to suck it up and realize that we're going to, like, take a back – our
we're
weekends
gonna, like,
are going to take a back seat.
We're going to run ourselves ragged for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. Or at least for, like, the next, like, I don't know.
10 years.
15 years. Oh, yeah. 10. Just 10?
I don't know.
Okay.
So I love this first article. It's called Honesty is the Best Policy. A Working Mom Gets Real in Her Email Sign-Off About Her Summer Break. So this is a working mom of 4. She went viral on Twitter, had 100,000 views, because she posted her email sign-off. And in the caption, she said, the U.S. is the only developed nation without subsidized child care. And so I just felt like after receiving several snippy emails, I wanted to post what I changed my email signature to say. So her work email signature now says, quote, please note, I may be slower to respond to email in the months of June, July, and August due to the United States' inability to provide affordable child care for working mothers. And that is her email signature, which I love and think is totally understandable. And she said in this article, you know what? I realized I'm still good at my job. I'm still a professional, but I'm also a mom of 4 kids. And this is reality in America over the summer. And I think she's absolutely right. We talked about in a previous episode recently the child care costs. And it gets into that a little bit in this article as well. But when you look at just how much it's costing and what moms, working moms, have to deal with over the summer, you know, it's one of those things that it's funny when I was starting to have kids, you know, it's just interesting. You kind of can only think about the next step, right? When you're pregnant, you think about, okay, what am I going to do for daycare? Am I going to have a nanny? Are we going to send them someplace? Do we have a spot? You know, you can only think about that. And then when they're getting a little bit older, and then you think, okay, preschool, and then you think, okay, what school am I going to send them to? Public, private, charter? What am I going to do for school age? And you can kind of just look at the next step. But so I think I never really thought about, I'm a working mom. What am I going to do with my 4 kids during every summer for the next 18 years of my life? And then all of a sudden it's here, and you're like, wait, it's tricky.
Yeah. I know. You know, this is the thing, is it's funny. I know I talk about River's nanny a lot on the podcast, but that's because she's wonderful, and I will fully admit that she makes...
Oh, she's so great.
She's so great. She really is. She's like a grandmother to River, and she's like part of our family, and she makes our lives happen. Now that River is going to kindergarten, so many people have been like, oh, like, nanny, what are you going to do now? Like, you know, what, like... I'm like, what? Like, she's going to, like, you know, River has, like, a half day and days off every other week, like, Thanksgiving break, Christmas break, Easter break,
and she still has to drive
break.
Over to school because of your schedule.
Right, yeah, right. Well, I mean, all, yes, yeah. right, right. I mean, that's, like, a given, but I'm just saying, like, it just cracks me up. It's not like once your kid goes to school that you don't need
childcare.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's not real, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, like, a constant thing. Yeah, I love that.
And I think the interesting thing, too, is this mom posted this, and all the response basically was yes, yes, yes. And I think that because of COVID, because of social media, because of where we are in life in 2023, we are finally coming around to just recognizing and being more open about the fact that this is a struggle for working moms.
Yeah, this is, like, reality. And it's, I mean, I can't, every single working mom I know, I have the same conversations with my sister, with you, with Ingrid, you know, with my friends from high school, with my friends from college. Like, if you work, it's a, like, childcare is a struggle right now. It's real. And I'm guessing, and
especially during the summer.
Yes. Yeah. Especially during the summer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the previous episode, we just talked about how much camp is, and those camps often don't even cover
the whole
working
day.
Hours. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So good for this mom. We should all do the same thing.
Yes. I know. Can I change my email signature
Why not?
To this?
You
Copy
can.
And paste.
Copy
do
and paste.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mom's the word.
So My Mom's is another podcast. You will like this one.
Okay.
It is a true crime podcast.
Ooh,
but
I
not
just finished
the,
a podcast. I need a new one. Yes, tell me.
This is not the, like, stabby stab murder whodunit.
Okay, okay.
This is called Scamanda. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay.
Tell
it
me
is,
everything.
This story is unbelievable. She's a mom in California who, I don't think I'm giving too much away, basically made up this incredibly elaborate story about cancer and was donated thousands of dollars.
Oh, wow.
Trips. And the depth to this woman's details. She had a blog. She posted pictures of, like, IVs and hospital. Like, she was in the hospital. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
You get it wherever you get your podcast. I think I'm on the final episode just now today.
Tell me the name again.
Scamanda.
Okay.
I'll show you it.
Scamanda.
Scamanda. Her name is Amanda.
Right.
So Scamanda.
Okay.
It's from Lionsgate Sound, but you can get it wherever you get your podcast. It's 8 episodes, and it's incredible. She says that she's dying. She's on her deathbed. She goes into remission. Then she's not in remission, and people are behind her. She meets celebrities. It's insane.
Yeah. I actually covered a similar story several stations ago,
yeah.
A news story about a woman
yeah,
who did
so
the same thing.
It's a journalist
yeah.
who takes her down,
yeah.
by the way. It's a journalist who gets a tip. It's an 8-year process for this journalist.
Wow.
Like, she starts, because, you know, HIPAA, right?
Like
that
yeah,
law
yeah, yeah.
that prevents people from looking at other people's medical
mm-hmm.
records. So they have a really hard time proving it.
Yes.
But this blog that this Amanda keeps is really ends up being, like, sort of the thing that takes her down because it's so specific and she keeps up with it so often. So
interesting. I
would say, like, it's true crime, but it's a little break from that, like, you know,
who killed who. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so this next article is, I know summer is winding down. You probably have a couple of weeks left like us, but you're kind of at that point where you're like,
you're at the breaking point.
Dear Lord, we've done everything. We've
done
all the
things.
Like, our kids are sick of me. I'm sick of the kids. So this is 10 ideas to keep kids active over summer break. And by the way, just because kids are going back, don't think that we're forgetting about, like, oh, Labor Day is coming up and then Thanksgiving break and Christmas break. So there's lots of opportunities to use this. So some of these, there's 10 of them. I liked the nature walk suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the...
Some of these are ones you're like, okay, yes, I already do that. But, you know, every time I look at one of these lists, I think, okay, there's two or three that I kind of forgotten about.
Yeah,
or...
I like the scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. We have done this at the lake. I have you do this with your kids, and I have another friend who does this. And actually, River loves it because you're like, you need to find a yellow leaf, and you need to find a pink flower. Mm-hmm. I like this gardening and outdoor work. We are growing tomatoes and cucumbers right now, and River has her own watering can and gardening tools, and we go out and pick the tomatoes, and we talk about it, and we see which ones are ripe and ready to pick. I mean, that it wastes about, I don't know, 45 minutes every day. I'll take that.
Yes, yes, yes.
What are some of the ones that you like?
I like the keeping screen time active.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we all don't want to just turn the TV on for our kids in the summertime, but there's Go Noodle.
We don't.
There's Go Noodle. There's a couple of different things that you can do. Our kids are really into the brain breaks right now, which you can just find on, like, YouTube. But, you know, whatever, Moana and Kanto, whatever, they have these brain breaks, and you just – it's fun music. The character's on the screen, but you're running, you're jumping, you're doing different things. So something besides just sitting there watching TV, you feel a little bit better about it as a parent. The other one was pulling out some classic games, board games. We have a whole game closet in our basement that we sometimes forget about.
Yeah.
Like, let's play Candyland. Yeah. Let's play Uno. You know, let's pull out some of those things.
I think, like, let me just say this caveat to that is, like, when you have an only child, that means, like, you have to play. Yes. Like, well, I can't tell you how many, like, Go Fishing I've played, or how much, like, Candyland, which is great, but also I'm like,
well,
okay.
And just so you know, I still have to play every time, even with my kids.
Wait,
they're not
I thought
old
if you had multiple
it.
Kids, no, you'd be like, no. Just go play this game.
Unfortunately not. Or maybe someday down the road. We're not there yet. I still have to play every game.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, like, I get some things off Bluey. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Some, like,
I
know,
like
statue museum. Like, just the games that they play.
River likes to play the freeze game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Simon Says. Yeah. I'll pull that out. So, anyway, the other thing is the library. We've been going to our, which you and I both have the same library. It's amazing to me how we have, I don't know, 1.5 million books in our house, probably.
Yeah.
And then you go to the library and you get a new badge, and they'll sit there and read those new books for hours.
Yeah.
Or look
at,
one of Henry's their school librarian calls it going for a picture walk through the book.
Yeah. I like that.
Which, you know, if they're not reading yet, like Bennett and River are, you know, they at least will sit there and look through the pictures. So, anyway. So some good tips there. This next article is things that you should do, and both Katie and I both are using nannies currently, but must-dos before having a nanny or a babysitter drive your kids, which I know nanny drives your kids. Current nanny
everywhere, every day.
Drives our kids. So some of these seem obvious, but some of them were things that I hadn't thought of. You know, you can do a background check, check their references, you know, look at their car, make sure it's safe, make sure everything's, you know, up to snuff and the way that you want it. Do a test drive, car seat safety check, check the insurance. This was one that I hadn't thought of, and I should probably have a conversation with our current nanny about reimbursement. You know, hey, if they're driving them to all these places, do they want us to reimburse them for
sure,
this mileage?
For the gas,
Or for the gas? Set and discuss the ground rules. Another thing that they suggested, which I had not even heard of these, was using technology where you don't have to look at your phone to see where you're going. They suggested two apps, Drive Mode and On My Way, which I guess are, you know, better than, you know, whatever, Google Maps. Because, you know, which I use, and I do glance down to make sure, you know, I'm turning the right place. So I thought those were, you know, some good tips if, you know, you are having to use that person, you're relying on them to drive your kids everywhere.
Yeah. It doesn't matter who our nanny does drive River like every day, whether it be to like school or camp or to the library or to the pool. And there's never a moment in which I don't like, I, to be honest, wouldn't matter who is driving her that I like worry. I just worry about her. I worry about her safety. Our nanny is, she's wonderful per our previous conversation. One of the things I really like that Nanny does, like River is doing a different camp this week in a place that Nanny has never been. And this is, she takes a test drive there to be like, where is it? Then I'm not like trying to like scramble to find this place and River's in the back seat and I'm distracted. Which always makes me feel really good because I'm like, good, then I'm not worried on Monday morning that you don't know where you're going, that you're trying to pull up maps, that you're like lost. You know, I really, that's one of the things that I really like that she has sort of instituted. So,
yeah, some good tips. If you like us, have someone else who'd
driving your kids around.
Yeah, drives your kids around.
Win of the week.
So I have what may seem like a small win, but in the grand scheme of life is huge. You know, so Sam is now 1.5, and for a long, I'm not sure why, but for some reason he got into this habit of waking up at 5:30, and it was going on during, I think, at least 2 times that we were out of town, which is even worse when you're out of town and everyone's in the same hotel room and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I don't know what changed. As I know we always say, like, oh, just wait, it'll get better, and somehow it did. He is now sleeping. I'm going to knock on wood.
Oh, gosh. On plastic wood, yeah?
Yeah. Fake wood. He is now sleeping past 7.
What?
Mm-hmm. Which, in the summer, you know, and it's funny, during the school year, things will be different. But right now, since no one has to get up, well, besides the parents, there's days where all of the children are still asleep at 7, which is... Can I just say, like, a small piece of heaven for me? I mean, it's unbelievable how that extra hour and a half, you can get up, you can get stuff done, you can get work done. It's unbelievable how, and I think even just, I mean, I know I shouldn't say this to you, Katie, because you wake up so early, but just knowing in the back of your head that you've got that little bit of extra time in the morning is so incredible. Yeah. And I don't know why, I just, that 7 versus 5-something or 6-something is huge. And then, of course, especially on the weekends as well, is nice. But, so I'm going to take it. I'm going to hope that it lasts and that maybe he'll, you know, sleep till past 7 the rest of his life.
18. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. River has been waking up earlier, like around 7 or before 7, which is very unfortunate on the weekends. But
she used to be like an 8-er.
Yeah. I was like, what is happening?
Well, maybe it'll swing back.
Well, I'm just, now at this point, we're like not that far out from like having to wake up. She's going to be at school at like 7:45. So I'm kind of like, all right, like the silver lining is that like we're not going to be trying to force this kid out of bed.
And also, P.S., once she starts school, those full days of school, she's going to be tired. I think she's going to go to bed earlier.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys, thank you for listening. If you want to rate, review, subscribe, rate, review, I don't know,
whatever order you like,
we would...
tell your friends.
We're always appreciative of that.
Have a great one.
Thanks for listening.